"How shameful!" the red-haired king burst out in anger. "That's the bell of a brave man of war they'd like to crawl inside, those spineless, craven cowards!" Weak as the doe that beds down her fawns in a mighty lion's den, her newborn sucklings, then trails off to the mountain spurs and grassy bends to graze her fill, but back the lion comes to his own lair, and the master deals both fawns a ghastly, bloody death. Just what Odysseus will deal that mob, ghastly death. Oh, if only Father Zeus, Athena, and Lord Apollo, that man who years ago in the games at Lesbos rose to Philomelides' challenge, wrestled him, pinned him down with one tremendous throw, and the Argives roared with joy. If only that Odysseus sported with those suitors. A blood wedding. A quick death would take the lot. But about the things you've asked me so intently, I'll skew and sidestep nothing, not deceive you ever. Of all he told me, the old man of the sea who never lies, I'll hide or hold back nothing, not a single word. It was in Egypt, where the gods still marooned me. Eager as I was to voyage home, I'd failed, you see, to render them full, flawless victims, and gods are always keen to see their rules obeyed. Now there's an island out in the ocean's heavy surge, well off the Egyptian coast. They call it Pharos. Far as a deep-sea ship can go in one day's sail, with a whistling wind astern to drive her on. There's a snug harbour there, good landing beach, where crews pull in, draw water up from the dark wells, then push their vessels off for passage out. But here the gods becalmed me 20 days. Not a breath of the breezes ruffling out to sea that speed a ship across the ocean broad back. Now our rations would all have been consumed, our crew's stamina too, if one of the gods had not felt sorry for me, shown me mercy. Eidothea, a daughter of Proteus, that great power, the old man of the sea. My troubles must have moved her to the heart, when she met me trudging by myself without my men. They kept roaming around the beach day in, day out, fishing with twisted hooks, their bellies racked by hunger. Well, she came right up to me, filled with questions. "Are you a fool, stranger, soft in the head and lazy too? Or do you let things slide because you like your pain? Here you are, cooped up on an island far too long, with no way out of it, none that you can find, while all your shipmates' spirit ebbs away." So she prodded, and I replied at once. "Let me tell you, goddess, whoever you are, I'm hardly landlocked here of my own free will, so I must have angered one of the deathless gods who rule the skies up there. But you tell me, you immortals know it all, which one of you blocks my way here, keeps me from my voyage? How can I cross the swarming sea and reach home at last?" And the glistening goddess reassured me warmly. "Of course, my friend, I'll answer all your questions. Who haunts these parts? Proteus of Egypt does, the immortal old man of the sea who never lies, who sounds the deep in all its depths, Poseidon's servant. He's my father, they say. He gave me life, and he, if only you ambush him somehow and pin him down, will tell you the way to go, the stages of your voyage, how you can cross the swarming sea and reach home at last. And he can tell you, too, if you want to press him, you are a king, it seems, all that's occurred within your palace, good and bad, while you've been gone your long and painful way." "Then you are the one," I quickly took her up. "Show me the trick to trap this ancient power, or he'll see or sense me first and slip away. It's hard for a mortal man to force a god." "True, my friend," the glistening one agreed, "and again I'll tell you all you need to know. When the sun stands striding at high noon, then up from the waves he comes, the old man of the sea who never lies, under a west wind's gust that shrouds him round in shuddering dark swells, and once he's out on land, he heads for his bed of rest in deep hollow caves, and around him droves of seals, sleek pups bred by his lovely ocean lady, bed down too in a huddle, flopping up from the grey surf, giving off the